Mumar ochel nevel su teyavon.
Alright, well, I don't have it either, but we'll see if we get to it.
Here, this is an extra one if, in case anybody shows up.
Okay.
Where's Samach Aleph?
We got some double sided, some.
Oh. There should be.
You got two double sided ones. Right?
There should be a Samach Aleph.
Peter,
Nun Tess,
Samach Aleph.
All right.
Did you get a Samach Aleph?
Yeah, so Samach Aleph, I'm supposed to get a copy of Samach Aleph. Okay. I didn't mean that you should.
Oh, that's great.
So we got some double sided, some.
Yeah. Okay.
Some
is
pages.
All right.
The ones that are not double sided are mine. Those are the ones that I use to.
Okay,
you understand?
So
there should be four pages that are not double sided. Those are mine. You should have one page that's double sided, correct?
Is there a Samach?
No test with Samach.
There's a Samach with Samach. Test with that double side.
Okay. So you have everything?
No, I'm missing Nun tests.
Nun test. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so Abai Omar Pasul, Dahavile Rosha, Rachman Omar Altoshes Rosha Eid, Rav Omar Kosher Rosha de Chamos Be'inon, and Nebo Kitanor. Eid Zomeim, Pasul Cholator Kul Vidivre. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Bamet Varmurim, Shehuzam Bedini Nefashos, Aval Huzam Bedini Mamonos Kosher, Bedini Nefashos, I'm sorry, Kosher Bedini Nefashos. Neima Abayik, Rabbi Meir, Verova, Kir, Rabbi Yossi. So let's just review quickly what's going on over here. It seems that according to Abaye, there's a Psul Rasha, period. If he's a Rasha, then he's Pasul straight across the board, absolutely. Whereas according to Rava, we need what's called a psul chamas, Rosh of the chamas, because he's suspected of sinning. I'm sorry, he's suspecting of perjuring himself in a court of law. He's doing it for the love of money. And Gemara thinks that machlok shin Abaye and Rava is identical with machlok shin Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi says that the psul of Russia is relative, if you recall, which means that he could be a psul for dine mamonos, but he could be kosher for dine nefashos. Now it's just because he is in violation of dine mamonos, that doesn't mean therefore that he would go as far as to try to get someone who's innocent killed. So therefore, we can accept his edus. In that case, whereas Rabbi Meir says pasul kol tarkula, meaning once he violated an iser, even if it was only a dini mamonistik iser, nevertheless he's pasul for all adios. We don't make distinctions. So therefore, Abaye is like Rabbi Meir, and Rav is like Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, just one second, I lost the place here. Oh, Abaye ki Rabbi Meir di Omar Amrina mikula lechumra. You know, it's even though you know dine mamonos is relatively kal, nevertheless he's pasul even for chumra of dine nefashos. That's what we call the absolute psul of Russia. Rav Amar Rabbi Yossi di Omar mikumra lekula Amrina mikula lechumra lo Amrina. That even if he was guilty of a lower crime, nevertheless we're not going to be choshing him to be guilty of a higher crime. So what is low? I leave the Rabbi Yossi kliyama lo pligi. Abaye would have to admit that Rabbi Yossi reflects the approach of Rava. And we're going to have a relativity theory. He'll be possible for this, but not for that. Fine. So then as far as Rabbi Yossi is concerned, Abaye has nothing to say. But ki pligi I leave the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who has this absolute psul, Abaye, ki Rabbi Meir, Abaye holds that Russia is a Russia. He's pasul straight across the board. Rava is going to argue, Ad kan lo ka'amar, Rabbi Meir Hasam El Gabi Edim Zomimim. Why? In the case of Edim Zomimim, even though it's Didi Mominos, but he's like on the ultimate level of a Rasha. Why? Because he's both Ra'la Shamayim and Ra'la Brios. Right, he's Ra'la Brios obviously because he's testifying against someone who's innocent and testifying that he's Chayev, that he has to pay. And he's also Ra'la Shamayim because the Torah says Lo Sara Briacha Eid Shok Aval Hacha. But here in the case of a Mumar Ochel Nevelos, he's Ra'la Shamayim, but he's not Ra'la Brios. And the fact that he eats Nevela doesn't have any impact on anyone else. So let's begin with the Rambam in Perek Yud Milchas Eidus. The Rambam says, HaRashoyim P'sulim Li Eidus Min HaTorah Shenemar Al Toshes Yodcha Im Rosh Alios Eid Chomas Mipu Hashmu Alamdu Al Toshes Rosh Eid. So Rosh cannot be trusted as a valid, cannot qualify as a witness. At this point, it sounds like he's passing like Abaye. That would be my impression. Ubalocha Beis, Ezu Rosha, Kol Sha'over Avera Shechayom Lev Malkus, Zeu Rosha Uposl. Shariat Torah Karola, B'chui Malkus Rosha, Nemarim Ben Hakos Rosha, Ubalocha Dalid, V'od Yesham Rishoim, Shem Psum, Liedis Afal Pishayim, B'nei Tashlumen, V'ena B'nei Malkus, Hoel v'lokchim mamon she'ena shalem b'chamas psulim she'nemer ki yokum eid chamas v'ish kigona ganovim v'cham somach pishe hichzir posel yedus me'eis she'gorav o'gozal v'chein eid zomem afo pishe uzu v'edus mamon v'shilem hareza posel me'ator l'chol edus. The Rambam is very complicated because there are a number of indications here that he's possibly like Abaye, and yet he only accepts Abaye in the case of an Avera Shechayv Lev Malkus. But however, in other cases where you're not Chayv Malkus, then the Rambam says it depends. Are you violating this Avera because of your love for money, and then you're possibly din Eid Chamas, or it has nothing to do with money, and therefore you would be Kashal Yedus? So what's going on over here? If the Rambam is like Abaye, again, you have to keep in mind that the Rambam has a slightly different version of Abaye, so a different formula of Abaye. He only becomes a Rasha if the following condition has been met: the Rishus generates a Chiyuv Malkus. We've spoken about this on many occasions. On the other hand, the Rambam wants to say that despite that, there is another category, an additional category of a psul rasha, and that's a rasha de chamas. Even though he's not chayv malkus, but if he violates the Torah for the sake of the love of money, like ganovim v'chatzonim, then he is posul yedus. Now, in the case of an eid zomim, and he testified on eidus mamon, then he's posel me'ator l'chol edus. That again sounds like Abaye. Hare mevur midivrei Rambam de'ed zomim avi rasha de chamas ve'af pi she'ena ose machmas chimud mamon kegana v'gat mekol makom kevan de chomes u'mafsid mamon acherim be'eduso havele rasha de chamas. Ah, you hear what he's saying over here? Very interesting point. From the juxtaposition of the halachas, it seems that the Rambam classifies a zomim as a rasha de chamas. So there are two questions you could ask here. One question is, why does the Rambam need that? Why not include a zomim in the first category of al toshes rasha eid, which means that he violated an avera and he's going to get malchus for that? I don't know why the Rambam a zomim needs a second category. That's question number one. Question number two is that chamas means that you pocket some money. In the case of an Eidzomim, he's not pocketing any money. Again, you might assume that somebody paid him off to give that testimony, but right now we're not assuming that.
Does he get lampos? An Eidzomim gets lampos?
Sure, yeah. Sure. In fact, an Eidzomim doesn't even need a hasra for malchus. It's one of the few cases where you don't need hasra. But you know what? You're reminding me, Mitch, of a sugya in Ksubis that we learned together, actually. There are two deis in the case of Eidus Mammon. You have to know where the Rambam fits in, whether he gets Malkus or not, right? Rabbi Meir, for example, says that he gets both Malkus and he pays Mammon. Lo Hashem, maybe the day Malkus, maybe the day Mammon. But the Chacham disagree, and they say it's either or. It's either Mammon, Mishalim, Ve'ena Loka, or it's Loka, Ve'ena Mishalim. So the Rambam is probably talking according to the Chachamim, which would mean that Mishalim Veino Loke, since the Torah says Vasisim Lokash Zomam, he has to pay the Nidon because he tried to be Mafsid him Mammon. And therefore the Mammon replaces Malchus. So that's why the Rambam has to introduce the second category of Chamas, and the Rambam is expanding Chamas to include a case where he doesn't pocket the money, but he caused someone else's to lose money. I would have said that that's Eid Chamas because he's probably paid off for that. Now he wants to study the Minchas Chinuch, and he writes that Eid Zomim is not a rush of the Chamas. The whole Lav Mishum Chimud Mamun Ka'ava, I mean, that's a little bit strange. So why is he falsifying the testimony? Because he hates someone or he loves someone else? I don't know. But it's not Chimud Mamun. So he doesn't come under the category of Rosh of the Chamas, which again, that's against the Rambam, Pashtus. Ella, but why is he posuliedus? Mitam da verish yesh bo malchus. Ah, you hear what he's saying? Even though we're not going to give him malchus, because he was testifying in a monetary case, and vasisim lo kashasom means mishalim vein aloke, but nevertheless, the law of the Aver itself generates Malchus, as in theoretical terms. In other words, according to Minchas Chinuch, when the Rambam requires an Aver Shesh for Malchus, we're not talking about Malchus before, but rather we're talking about the Aver per se. Does the Aver have Malchus to it? And Lo Sanam Briachet Shokar is a law of Shesh for Malchus in certain cases. Let's say, for example, if he would testify falsely against someone that he ate chazer, then he, the aid, would get malchus. V'rak mishum k'dei rishoso lo loki. In other words, once we make him pay in a monetary case, he doesn't get malchus. But the avera per se would generate malchus. So if it wasn't a monetary case, like we said, the case where he accuses someone of eating the vela, then enochinami, he gets malchus. And that's enough to generate a psul di alma. What does a psul di alma mean? Psul di alma means an absolute psul of a rasha. A rasha meaning because he violated an averus yesh bo malchus. Even though it's not chamas, he's not doing it for the love of money, but he's a rasha. He's the first category of a rasha. But, admittedly, the Rambam is not mashma like that. The Rambam waits, he postpones his presentation about Eid Zomim until he gets to the end. In other words, he incorporates that in the second halacha, which is actually halacha dalet, but that's the halacha in which the Rambam establishes that those who do not get Malkus nevertheless might fall into a different category of apsuledus called Rosh HaDechamas. And in that context, the Rambam formulates the case of an Eid Zomim who's testifying in a monetary case. He doesn't get Malkus, but he's a Rosh HaDechamas. Because apparently the Rambam holds that even if you are Mafsid Acherim Mammon, that makes you into Rosh HaDechamas. Again, it gnaws at me all the time because I think, why is he trying to be Mafsid someone Mammon? I would think because he's getting money, he's getting paid for that. But right now he's not operating with that. Now the Marik, who lived about 6 centuries ago, he writes that Midibya Rava Mavur the Eid Zomim Avri Rosh the Chamas. And why is he Rosh the Chamas? Because he's Mafsid Mammon Achirim. So when the Rambam added the words Umafsid Mammon Achirim they do so, that makes him into a Rosh the Chamas. That's why the Rambam added those words. And we'll find something similar in the Note of Yehuda. Eid Zomim Mikri Rosha de Chomas Kemish Rotza Ligzol Mamon Shalzeh Beiduso Velitno Liacher. Isn't that, who is that, Robin Hood? steals from the rich and gives to the poor. So this guy is stealing from him and giving the money to someone else. He's not pocketing it, but that's enough to make him into a Rosh of the Chumash. He's a Gazlan. In other words, it doesn't matter whether he's a Gazlan to pocket the money or put it in his own bank account, or he's a Gazlan to put it into Yenim's bank account, he's still called a Gazlan. Is Lefize Kosha? Why? The Eich Kamar Gemara Adabai Brav and Pluyim and Pluk to the Rabbi Meir Berav Yosi. Malo Eich Kamar Eich Zomi Avi Rosh the Chamos. Rosh the Chamos Kuli Alma Smirle the Apostle. I feel we Rav Amode the Apostle. 1 second. Yeah, but again, what, is he Apostle for Dini Nefashos? What was Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi said, "Who's a bedini mamna? Bedini nefashos. But who's a bedini mamna? It's kosher ledine nefashos. That can't be a baye. So, even if you call him a rosh of the chamas, but Rabbi Yossi's point is that a rosh of the chamas is kosher liedus bedine nefashos. I don't get his cash. Am I missing the point here? Lefisa kosher heichkam gemara by Rabbi Pluta." Hello, eight zomim have a rush of the chamas. The rush of the chamas possible the kuli alma. The kuli alma meaning even Rava would say that a rush of the chamas is possible. And if you classify eight zomim as a rush of the chamas, he's possible. Yeah, but I'm not sure that Rava would passel him for dini nefashos. Do we know that Rava would passel an aid chamas for dini nefashos? Do we know that? Did I miss a beat over here? I don't know, but from the fact that the Gemara identifies Rava with Rabbi Yossi, it means that who's on bedini nefashos? I'm sorry, again, who's on bedini mamonos is kashul dini nefashos. So again, I can grant you that he's a rosh of the chamas. But a rush of the chamas is possible, you know, on that level of kula, but not on the level of chumra, as far as dine nefashos are concerned. I don't know. I would say that this is not a kasha lefia niyazdaiti. That would be my letter to the editor. Now he quotes a ketzos. He says there's a difference between a Rasha de Chamas and a Rasha Eina Shal Chamas. Rasha de Eina Chamas, Tzorach Lios Dafka Michaive Malkus. Okay, that we spoke about. Rasha de Chamas Afilu Einbo Malkus. Because he's Chashud L'Shake. Okay, all this we know. So what's the Chilish of the Ktzos? Yesh Chiluk Vehefresh Gol Bein Rasha de Chamas. Afal pi shneim psul. Okay, I don't know. I guess he's introducing the Muki Yosef, but I don't see the chiddush here in the ketzos. I mean, that's exactly what we've been saying all along. Oh, now he quotes the Muki Yosef. De la baye lo havi time mishum davera ka'ovid. He's not passing it because he did an avera. Alright, so what's the big deal? What's he saying over here? It's not because of the Avera, but because the Torah says he's a Rasha, and a Rasha is possibly Eidus. Oh, I see what he's saying. In other words, it's not because his Avera makes him into a Chashud, you know, we can't trust somebody who's a Rasha. That's not what the Torah is saying. The Torah is saying if he's a Rasha, he's possible. A Rasha is possible. There are many different psulim in Eidus, and one of them is a psul Rasha. So therefore, according to Abaye, if he is in violation of Vela, we're going to passel him for Eidus, even if there's no Chashash Sheker. You know, it's not that he lost his credibility. There's no reason why he shouldn't be relied upon. But the answer is he's a Rasha. And a Rasha is possibly Eidus. I will be Alma Vishar Isurim. What does he mean? Bishar Isurim. He means to testify. Maybe he's saying that if he's testifying in Iser Veheter, so there you don't need an aid kosher, right? Even an aid apostle is Neman Bisurin. So a Rasha could be believed. Again, we have to know whether he's choshed on Sheker, but assuming he's not choshed on Sheker in any particular case, he should be able to be relied upon in Isurin, where the Torah doesn't require Aiden. So he's technically possible for Aiden. It's like a Karov, right? So my brother could testify that this meat is kosher, because Eidech and Nembisurin, even a Karov is believed, as long as he has credibility. So that the Rasha of Abaye, who's a Rasha because he violated an Avera and he has a shame Rasha, if he's trustworthy, although the Torah passes him for Eidus, he could be kosher fi Surin. Vafilu Isha Leka Lemifsele, because in the case of Isurim, even a woman is believed. So if my wife tells me this is kosher meat, I'm going to eat it, and if I don't, I'm in trouble, right? Harei de Rasha she'eino shel chamas ein psua mishum mishaker, right? So if this guy violates the Torah, it doesn't mean that he loses his credibility. He's not kosher as an aid because he's a Rasha and a Rasha's possibly aidus. So that's like a psula guf, like Moshe V'Aaron can't testify, or Melech can't testify, an Isha can't testify. That's all psula guf in Dine Eidus. We don't think that just because he violated Avera, he's going to perjure himself in Eidus Sheker. And then Afkamina would be that even though he's technically and legally disqualified for Eidus, but he can be believed in Dine Isurim, where we only need what? Nemanus. We don't need Eidus, all we need is Nemanus. Okay, let me just see if there's anything else in this paragraph that we need. Fine. Russia, the Chum is going to get something. Oh, I see. I think what he's saying is at the end of this paragraph that a Rasha de Hamas takes him on a whole new category. If you're talking about a Rasha de Avera Bialma, and it's not Hamas, not for the love of money, then in Isurim we could trust him. But if you're talking about a Rasha de Hamas, that for the love of money he violates the Torah, then such a person could be paid off to testify. Even in the case of Isur, and he has no nemanis, he's choshed al hasheker, and that's called Rosh of the Chametz.
Is there a hazama by Eidacha?
No, there's only hazama by Eidus, and even by Eidus, it's only against two Eidim. So you need two Eidim against two Eidim. But wait a second, I think that the Rambam is a little bit different than this. In this Nemuke Yosef, am I right? Let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yesh od shom rishoyim she'em psul yedus, afal pi she'em b'nei tashlum e'en b'nei malkus, ol v'lokchim mamon she'eno shelohem. So he's talking about the first category. Oh, so if we go back to the first category in the Rambam, rishoyim psul yedus me'at tosh she'nevar al tosh she'es yodchim rosh al yel se'en chamos. And therefore, Kol Over Avera is—he's a Rosh and he's Pasul. So here you could say that the Rambam is only talking about Eidus, but not about Nemanus. The Rambam is not talking about Isur Vehet. Behinei Rambam kosev the Rosh the Chamas Hainu Shalokeach Mamon Sheeinu Shalo Bechamas. Now let's just think about that. He takes money that's not his. And the Rambam includes Eid Zomim in that category. Which according to Muki Yosef, the Rosh of the Chumash might be paid off to testify falsely. We can't trust him even in Isurim. He's a Chashad Sheker, Chashad Al Sheker. I'm not sure if Eid Zomim should be Chashad Al Sheker. Even though he's stealing money from Reuven and giving it to Shimon, but I'm not sure if according to the Rambam, he can be paid off, and therefore he's not trustworthy. That's an interesting question. Well, maybe you would say the following, that if he's posel yedus, he should also be posel in emunas. Now, it's all the other cases he's posel yedus because of an avera that generates a shame rasha. But in the case of a zomein, he's posel yedus because he's taking money from one person and giving it to the other person. Maybe if that's the case, then by virtue of the fact that he's posel yedus, ipso facto would be posel lin emunas. Hine a Rambam kosav the rosh of the chomes ani shalokeach mamon sheinu shalok b'chomos. Gemara I'm reading the rova shemach she rosh sheinu shal chomos v'rak posav rosh the chomos lechul. And that's the case of olchim nevelas lahachris is rosh the chomos. Hainu olchim nevelas l'teyavon she osekei machmas chibud mamon. So you remember we discussed this at great length, that why does he eat nevela? If you would give him basa kosher for the same price as the nevela, he will eat the basa kosher. He only eats the nevela because he wants to save himself the money. So that's called an aver machmas chimud mama. V'nira d'abai v'rava pligi gam b'psul rasha d'chamas d'aliba d'rava Shesovish Shirosh Shein Shal Chomes Koshel Li Eidus V'Rak Posel Tov Rosh De Chomes Mei Shechoshed L'Shaker Is Eino Choshed El Rosh Shover Mishum Chimud Mamon The Kevon De Machmas Chimud Mamon Ka'ovid Choshed Li Mishkal Mamon L'Asudiv Shikra. He can be bribed and he'll perjure himself in a court. Aval Hecha Shenotel mamon chaveiro v'eino ose machmas chimud mamon k'mo v'ein zomeim is eino choshed l'shaker. So the Rambam, it's interesting, the Rambam is paskening like Abaye even in the case of eight zomeim. You know, we thought a zomein would be a category that even Rava could accept, but maybe not, because Rava would say that in order to qualify as a rosh of the chamos, you have to be chashed l'shaker because you take someone else's mama. But if you're not taking someone else's mama, then Rava would say that we could still rely on your agents. You're not choshed al sheker. You're not going to take money in order to, just to perjure yourself, and therefore you would have to come in the first category of an aid posel machmas avera. But Rava never accepted that category. So if the Rambam is classifying a rosh of the chamos and a zomim as a rosh of the chamos, he must be paskening like Abaye, because he's going to tell us that a rosh of the chamos is posel l'kol eidus shebet Torah, even though he's not choshed al sheker. So wait a minute. So what does the Rambam mean that he's like a gazlan? And the Rambam says that a reza posel me'atorah l'kol eidus. Ah, he doesn't tell you exactly why. Why is he posel l'chol eidus? Is it because he's choshed al sheker? Because he's taking mammon from one person and putting it into the bank account of another person? Therefore he's willing to testify falsely because somebody's paying him off? Is that the Rambam? Again, if the Rambam is classifying a zomeim under the psul of Rosh Hashanah Chamos, then he's rejecting Rava, because Rava holds that if he's a Rosh Hashanah Shal Chamos, he's Kosher Li'edus. And that's because a Rosh Hashanah Chamos is Kosher L'Sheker, but Rosh Hashanah Shal Chamos is not Kosher L'Sheker. And therefore, could very well be that in a Zomim is not considered Kosher L'Sheker. So according to Rava, he'd be Kosher Li'edus. According to Rava, he'd be kosher li'edus. So the Rambam is paskening like Abaye. That what? That a Rasha. So wait a minute. If he's paskening, so why does he need the category? Oh, because there's no Malkus. Ah, if there's no Malkus, So then it doesn't come under the first category, but it comes under the second category. Because what? Not because of a chashad sheker, because the case of Eid Zomim doesn't fit that description of a chashad sheker, but because he's a Rosh of the Chamas. So what does Rosh of the Chamas mean? I don't understand the Rosh of the Chamas. I thought Rosh of the Chamas is a category of, let's suspect him of perjuring himself. It now is saying that what Rosh of the Chamas is possible. It's a whole new category of Rosh of the Chamas. It's also a psula guf. Is that what he's saying? Let's read it again. Benira davai v'rava pligi gam v'psul Rosh of the Chamas. Daliba de Rava is Rosh of the Chamas is possible because of chashad sheker. No, because Rosh of the Chamas, according to Rava, means that he's motivated to violate the Torah for the love of money. Once he's motivated to violate the Torah, he doesn't care about the Torah, he cares about money. Like, for example, the case of Ochel Develis L'Teyamon. So in that case, he's possible because of Chashad Sheker. I mean, if he violates the Torah for the love of money, then anybody could pay him off, and he doesn't care about Losan of Re'achet Sheker. So that's called a Chashad Sheker. And that's how we understand Rava. That Rava is making a clear-cut distinction between a Rasha of the Chamas and a Rasha that has nothing to do with Chamas. He's motivated by whatever typhus, whatever Yetzirah he has to violate the Torah. Or maybe he's even rebellious against the Torah. But that doesn't mean he loses his Nemanus. And he's Chasher L'Shaker. So he's still a Chasher Eid. But if he's a Rasha of the Chamas, then we introduce the element of Chasher Allah Sheker, Chashud Mishkal Mom and Lasude Vishikra.
Why is he not
Chashud
on the Sheker? If he's just over Stam on the
Doraisa. If he's over on a Doraisa, we still believe that he has an innate commitment to morality, to ethics, to truth. He's not gonna perjure himself. That's Rava Shita. Again, I can't change. Rava says he's an Ochel Nevelis. And he's rebellious, and he's kosher eidus. But Rava says, in the case of an ochel nevelis l'teyava, where he's doing a machmas mama, and then we suspect that he'll be paid off. So again, Rava's whole description of a psul eidus is all based on a chashad, as he calls it, l'mishkal mama lasude b'shikra. But not in the case of Eid Zomim. So it's interesting that Eid Zomim, according to this presentation, Rava would say he's kosher. This is going to justify why the Gemara identifies Rava with Rabbi Yossi. Right? Because what did Rabbi Yossi say? That an Eid Zomim is kosher l'dinei nefashos. Correct? So we had a kasha. Let's just go over the question one more time and see if we know the answer to this question. Ulefizek kosher. Okay, so on the top of the left column, right, we're about six lines, let's say two, four, five lines down from the top. Lefizek kosher. Heich komar gemara davai v'rav pligi b'plutas Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yossi halo eid zomeim avi rosh d'chamos. So that even Rav agrees that a rosh d'chamos is possible. The answer is that according to Rav, an Eid Zomim is kosher l'edus, like Rabbi Yossi. Why? Because he's not a Rosh of the Chamas. Why isn't he Rosh of the Chamas? Rosh of the Chamas means chimud mamon. He wants to pocket the money. But this case of Eid Zomim doesn't fit that bill. So that's what he writes at the bottom of the paragraph here. Aval hecha shenotel mamon chaver veino osa machmas chimud mamon, because he's not fattening his bank account. Kamo b'Eid Zomim is eino chashad al hasheker. Unless he's putting money into his bank account, unless he's pocketing the money, he's not chashad al hasheker. And if he's not chashad al hasheker, then he can testify. Just one second, but now we're going too far, because an Eid Zomim, even according to Rabbi Yossi, is possibly Eidus in Dini Mamas. Why is that? If Rava reduces the psul of Russia to the case of Chimud Mamon, and Eid Zomim is not a case of Chimud Mamon, then why can't he testify in a monetary case? You hear my question, Rav Osai? Can anybody slug me up? The Gemara identifies Rava with Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi says in Eitz Zomim is kosher lahad b'dinei nefashos. But I don't get it. Rav Yossi is only qualifying, if you could call it. He's only makshir the eid in dinei nefashos, but in dinei mamonos he's clearly possible. Why should it be possible according to Rava? Rava holds that the psul of Russia exhausts itself in chashad sheker. We just finished saying that Eitz Zomim is not chashad sheker. Why he's not pocketing any money? So why did Rav Yossi say that he's possible the eidus in dinei mamonos? Rav Yossi's chiddush was that we can accept his eidus in a capital case, but certainly in a monetary case, Rav Yossi assumes that he's possible. I don't know how he's going to reinterpret that. Maybe you guys know an answer for that question.
I don't think a rabbi has to. It doesn't make sense in the first place. Because let's say we're talking. Let's not talk about rabbi. Let's say this is Michal Shabbos. So if he's Michal Shabbos, let's say he bakes on Shabbos. He bakes the bread on Shabbos.
Right.
So you're telling me that he can still be a perfectly good mashgiach in the kitchen because he's got no rabbi. He's not going to gain anything from it. That's ridiculous. He's believed on the very thing that he does himself. He doesn't hold it's worth anything. If you don't hold it's worth anything...
So that's a different sugya. That's the sugya of Rav Nachman, right? Rav Nachman says that Choshen al Arayas is not going to be trustworthy in Arayas, correct? In the area of Arayas. No, that's a different halacha. That means that your Choshen al Sheker on that area in which you clearly indicate that you don't care about the halacha. So therefore, if you're chashed on a rayas, then you're posul lahoid on an ashes ish, for example, right?
Okay.
The afal gav de mishal okech momen chavero havi rosha de chamas mikomakom lo shani hach rosha de chamas mi rosha she'enishal chamas she'koshali edus. What does he mean by that? Afal gav de mishal okech momen chavero. Havi Rasha de Chamas. So what's his problem here? Yikomakom lo shani hach Rasha de Chamas mi Rasha she'ena shal Chamas. All right, he's just trying to reemphasize that an Eitz Zomim, according to Rava, would be kosher liedus because he's like a Rasha she'ena shal Chamas, right? He's called a Rasha she'ena shal Chamas. But what's the logic here? Why? I mean, there's no chiyuv malchus. I don't get it. He shouldn't be possible. If you can talk about chashad sheker, so then Rav is right. There's no chashad sheker when he doesn't pocket the money. And if you're going to talk about a separate psul of Russia, then we require malchus, and there's no malchus in the case of Eitz Zomim. He says labai yesh trei suge Russia de chamas the hech the overall lotas machmas chimud mamkosh ochel devel sliteiv yesh l'posul mitam chashad sheker. Ukmosh apostle Rava Rasha de Chamas Shaose Machmas Chimud Mama Mikshashek Avil Hechadavi Rasha de Chamas Machmas Lokeach Vechomes Maman Acherim Vienlo Hanas Maman Eno Chashud Lishaker Apostle Rakbi Xerisakos. One second, so what's the, let's go over these two categories. According to Abaye, there are two categories of Rasha the Chamas. If he's Chimud Mamon, like the case of Ochel Nevelus, then he's a Chashas Sheker. And Abaye also accepts the category of Chashas Sheker. But if it's a case where he's a Rasha the Chamas, but he's not Chashas Sheker, because he has no Anos Mamon, is then he's only going to be possible mishum gzeres hakosav. Again, what's the gzeres hakosav? He's not chayiv malchus here. He's going to have to introduce. He's going to have to introduce the Who was it? The Minchas Chinuch? Yeah, the Minchas Chinuch. Let's go back to the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch says that Eid Zomim is not called the Rosh of the Chomos because he's not pocketing the money, but he's possibly talking about Verish Yeshva Malkus. Ah. So let's write a footnote here that this whole piece over here on the top of page Samach is contingent upon the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, fine. Well, Lefi Amavur, how are we doing on the clock? Okay, we have another few minutes. He says, Lefi Amavur, Hare, Osi Shapir, Maidika Omar Agamora, Di Eid Zomeim, I Kosher Apostle, Toli Beplugtas, Abai Verova. Again, when Eid Zomeim Kosher, I think he's talking about Dini Nefashos. That's what I think. Velo tikshi came in the eight zomim avi rosha the chomos is afilu rova moda the apostle v'amai toli plukta the ulam hamavur eight zomim le rova koshali edus dila again I think he means the edus nefashos dila rova lo apostle at torah rosha elahecha the choshed l'shaker machmaschim with mamon eight zomim she'eno osa machmaschim with mamon therefore he would not be possible but Abai has eight zom possible zeres hakosuv. Right, and again, Mishum Psul Rosh Hashaino Shalchom. Now he quotes the Minchas Chinuch. The Mikri Avera Sheyesh Bo Malkus. Finally, I don't know why he waited until here to say that. Bein Mipsul Rosh Hashachamos Kem Shalkech Mamuk. Oh, I don't know why he has to say that. Just 1 second. So Abai has a Psul Chamos. No, that's only Machmas Chashash Sheker. I don't know what he means in this last line in this paragraph. He says, "Bein mipsul Rasha de Chamos Kevin Shalkech Mamon Chavero." I don't know what he means by that. Lechora, you know, Lokech Mamon Chavero. That shoots off a bell in our brains that he's Chashad Al Sheker. We just finished saying that the case of Eid Zomim, he's not Chashad Al Sheker. Behine lahalon b'sugyan, before the gazlon and posel yedus nefashos, toli bepluktu the Rabbi Meir of Rabbi Yossi, gazlon koshel yedus nefashos. In the gazlon have a rush of the chamas nature over avera machmas chimud mamon, the kevan sha over avera machmas chimud mamon, harei koshel l'shake. Sha'af l'rov apostle, va'avi lei l'meimash l'kuli amal yipostel yedus nefashos, va'maich atoli lei agamar b'plukta de Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yossi. So is his kasha on Rabbi Yossi, or is kasha on the Gemara's equation between Rav and Rabbi Yossi? Let's just see it again. The gazlan, whether he's postel yedus, is machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says he's kasher l'dini nefashos. So he's asking a kasha on Rabbi Yossi. Basically, according to everything that we've said, a gazlan should be posel liedus nefashos. There shouldn't be even a havamina because he's a chomed mamon. If he's a chomed mamon, then he's chashal sheker. So why should a gazlan be kasha liedus according to Rabbi Yossi? And even if you'll tell me he's not Chayv Malkus, but he's certainly Choshed Al HaSheker. Ulam HaMarik Hevi B'Divrei HaRambam DeRosha DeChomos Hainu Kishagozel Olokeach Momon Shein Shalom B'Chomos V'Eid Zomeim Choshev Rosha DeChomos Kevin Shu Chomes U'Mafsid Momon Acherim Be'Eid Duso. So what's the chiddush here of the Bari? That Rasha de Chamos shegozel olokeach mamon she'ena shalom bechamos. Fine, that's good. And Eid Zomim is a Rasha de Chamos kishu chomes mafsid mamon achirim. Oh, this is the Marik that we had on the previous page. Did we not have this Marik? Yes. Where was this Marik? Anybody remember?
Top of the left,
top of the left. the exome of Rosh the Chomos in Nikri Rosh the Amen Shavrotzel leaves all Mamonishal Zebe do some litnoli ache. So he classifies Eid Zomem as a Rosh of the Chumas. May a Rama Mashma de Misha over a Vera be Alma, Machmas Chibud Mamon, Lo Choshiv Rosh of the Chumas. Where did he see that in the Rambam? I'd love to know where he saw this in the Rambam. And Misha over Aver bi Alma, Machmas Chibud Mamon. Yeah, if there's no Malkus, maybe. And there's no Chshash Sheker, but if there's Machmas Chibud Mamon, there should be a Chshash Sheker. But here else, the Gemara Mirna de Mumroch Level Sateo Apostle Aflu Rova. Shem Davi Rosh Lucham Shosu Machmas Chibud Mamon. Afagav di Eno Loke. Afagav di Eno Lokech Mamon She'enu Shalom B'chomos. So the Gemara seems to assume that Mumar Och Nevelos the Teyomen is possibly going to Rava because he'll be paid off. He's doing it Machmas Chibud Mamon. Maybe he's asking our Kasha that if he's a Machmas Chibud Mamon Ochosh Rosh Lechomos. That what, according to the Rambam, if he violates an Avera B'Alma, Machmas Chibud Mamon, he's not called a Rosh of the Chumas. Where do we see this in the Rambam? Again, Misha over Avera B'Alma, Machmas Chibud Mamon, Lo Choshiv Rosh of the Chumas. Where does it say such a thing in the realm? I don't know. Well, let's accept it as the Ma'arik. The Ma'arik saw this in the Rambam. I'm not sure where he saw it in the Rambam, but so now he's going to ask a Kasha from Mumer Ochel Nevel Siteyovo. Obviously, he's considered a Rosh of the Chumas, because he does the Machmas Chibud Mamon. Just one second. If he's not taking someone else's Mamon, it's just your Machmas Chibud Mamon. So in other words, if he violates an Avera B'Alma because of Chibud Mamon, but he's not actually taking anyone's Mamon. Oh, that's it. In other words, there are two categories here, according to Ma'arik. There's one category of a person who, for the love of money, he'll violate the Torah. Then there's another category that, in order to gain money by taking it from someone else, he will violate the Torah. And according to the Ma'arik, the Rambam makes that distinction. And who's considered a Rosh of the Chumas? Let's talk about cases where there is no Malkus. So that's only someone who pockets Yenim's money. But someone who, for the sake of the love of money, does... Now again, in the case of Nevela, the Rama will possibly fade this for another reason, namely because he's a Rosh and he's Chayv Malkus. But if you have a case of a Rosh who's not Chayv Malkus, then it's not enough to say, well, he's motivated because of money. You have to go a step further and say that he pockets money. So the nafkamina would be in the case of Eid Zomem, right? Because in Eid Zomem, he's not pocketing anyone's money. Oh, wait a minute. Let's first talk about Nevela. So in the case of Nevela, he's not pocketing anyone's money. So even if he's doing it Machmas Chibud Mamon, but that's not enough to make him into an Eid Chumas. Yeah, but then it should be possible because of Malkus. But Rava doesn't accept that category of a psul Malkus, so you must have a chashash sheker. So it must be that according to Rava, we're going to expand the definition of Rosh HaDechamas to include anyone who's motivated by Chimud Mamon, even if he's not pocketing the money. Okay, now how does this impact on the Rambam? Why is this a kash on the Rambam? Because the Rambam indicates that only if you pocket someone's money, that's when you're a Rosh HaDechamas. But even if you do something, Machmas Chomet, so now he's asking about Mumer Olchel Teyavon, that's not a case. But why is that a kash on the Ram? He's assuming the Ram passes like Rava? No, that can't be. The Ram can't be passing like Rava. Again, he's asking, what would Rava say about Mumar Ochel Nevelos L'Teyava? The answer is, he's Pasul Mishum Rosh HaDechamas. Meaning he's motivated to violate the Torah. Because of what? Because he wants money, even though he's not taking any money. And the Gemara says that Rava also agrees that Mumer Ochel Nevelos L'Teyavon is posel. Now why should it be posel? Rava says the only psul is a chash sheker, that he's... Okay, I think we're going to have to stop only because it's getting late. But let's just summarize this last paragraph, Ulam. And I think what he's coming to, a very paradoxical conclusion, that according to Rava, a Mumer Ochel Nevelos L'Teyavon, says the Ma'arik, in his interpretation of the Rambam, should be Koshel Yedus, because the Rambam holds that unless he's pocketing the money, he's not called a Rosh HaDechamas. And Rav only has one category of psuledus. He's only got a rush to the chumash. So if somebody is not pocketing someone else's money, so why does Gemara say that Rav admits that an mumar ochel nevelos l'teyavon is psuledus? You can say love of money, and that's why he's eating the vela, but you can't tell me that he's putting his hand into anyone's pocket and taking their money. So if the Rambam's definition of rush to the chumash is that he's taking someone else's money. Now, Rama Mashba Demishavra Vera Bi Alma Machmas Chimud Mamon, like the case of the Vela, Lo Chashiv Rosh HaDechamas. So, Rosh HaDechamas is only when he's pocketing someone else's money. So, even if Rava admits that a Rosh HaDechamas is posuliatus, but Rosh HaDechamas would not include the case of Ochel Nevelos. Why? Because Ochel Nevelos, although it's Machmas Mamon, but he's not Lokeach Mamon Chavero. So the Psul of Rosh Machmas Chamas, according to the Rambam, is going to be a Gazlan. Let's read the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kigona Ganovim Vacham Sonim, Afbishahitim. And what about Eid Zomim? Just one second. According to Marik, why is an Eid Zomim? Ah, that's because of Malkus. That's because the Rambam holds like Rav, like Abaye, La'alocha, that if he's got a Chiyuv Malkus. But how could the Gemara say that even Rav would agree that a Mumer Ochel Nevelos L'Teyavon is posel, and Rav only disagrees in the case of Lahachis? That's not really true. Because even in the case of Ochel Nevelos L'Teyavon, how could Gemara say that Rav agrees that Mumer Ochel Nevelos L'Teyavon is posel? He's not taking anyone's mamon. And the Rambam defines Rosh HaDechamas as someone as cases where he's taking someone's mamon. The tirates the trei gavni chamas the nuchada misha gozev lokeach mamon sheinu shalo. That's a chamas gomer with a capital ches. The shein is chamas kol dehu. Sagi be chamas kol duhu. Ki ochel nevelas l'teyovin l'poslo. Okay. So again, now he's introducing a whole new concept called a chomus koldehu. And that means even if he's motivated, even if he's not stealing anyone else's money, but he's motivated by the love of money, and even though he's not chayv malkus, like for example, if we take the case of Eid Zomim, or even in the case of the Velos, where he is chayv malkus, but that's irrelevant according to Rava, you can only pass him as a Rosh Dechomos, and he becomes a Rosh Dechomos kol shehu. Sagi b'chomos kol shehu, which is interesting because when he 5 minutes ago, when the Marik analyzed the Rambam, he came to the conclusion that according to the Rambam, if he's not taking anyone else's mamon, he's not called a rosh of the chomos. Right? What was the Rambam's language? Kigon. The Rambam said like chamsonim and gazlonim. Shalokech moment she'ena shalom. If that be the case, in Ochel Nevela, he's not taking moment she'ena shalom. But now he's saying no, he's still called a chomos koldehu. I mean, that could mean what the Rambam, that could explain what the Rambam means by saying that mafsid moment achirim in the case of Eitz Zomim, that's already considered a chomos koldehu, and therefore he's possibly Eidus. But the kash is a lot better than the teretz, if you ask me. Okay, we'll stop here.